Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Welcome to our service of worship on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, November 10th. Tomorrow is Remembrance Day, and once again, we have the opportunity to give thanks to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice of their lives in service to their countries. We remember our soldiers and all soldiers who have engaged in battle, some who have returned home and others who have paid that ultimate sacrifice. We remember them with this poem. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn them. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We remember all military personnel, all first responders of every description, firefighters, police, military, all those who arrive on the scene first, paramedics. We remember every person who's answered the call to serve their country against any threat. We remember the families who have supported their loved ones and often whose lives have been touched by tragedy and by challenge. And we remember the veterans who fought and served, those who have faced hardship, health issues, and even homelessness since their return. This day, we pray for true recognition and protection of all who have served, and we pray for the safety of all who continue to stand on guard for our country and for those who stand on guard for countries across the globe. Lord our God, hear our prayer for peace and grant that your Spirit will move in the hearts of all people to work for an end of violence. May our prayers and the works of penance unite us with those who are deprived of liberty, with all who pursue the cause of justice and peace, and with those separated from their homes and families. And we pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We will remember them. And now, let us prepare our hearts for this time of worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God.
To you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
This is the Collect for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. Eternal God, who caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Haggai, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. In the second year of King Darius, in the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, and say, Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Is it not in your sight as nothing? Yet now take courage, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Take courage, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Take courage, all you people of the land, says the Lord. Work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the promise that I made you when you came out of Egypt. My spirit abides among you. Do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts, Once again, in a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, so that the treasure of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord hath made known his victory. He hath revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He hath remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre, and with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fits it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Lord God, we see your righteous rule in all your works, and we join our voices with the song of your whole creation in praising you, and in and through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
A reading from the second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, beginning with the first verse. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed, the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose, he called you through our proclamation of good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by the word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope. Comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. And also with you. The Holy Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some Sadducees, those who say there were no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up the children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless, then the second and the third, and so in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, to those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die any more, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. Our Gospel reading today recounts a conversation between Jesus and the Sadducees. Although the Sadducees and the Pharisees opposed Jesus, the two were very different. The Pharisees were more religious, whereas the Sadducees were more political. They rejected oral tradition as well as anything not mentioned in the Torah, and that included resurrection. A question about Levirate marriage law was the last of the three questions they posed to Jesus. We read in Deuteronomy that if a man died without children, his brother must marry the widow, and their firstborn child was to bear the name of the deceased brother, thereby continuing the lineage. The question they asked was not about one brother and the widow, but seven brothers, and who would be her husband after the resurrection. Let us not be fooled by the fact that they called Jesus teacher, nor by the fact that they were asking a question about the law of Moses. Their very wording shows that they did not believe the resurrection, and they were asking him a trick question. We can rightly assume that the people in the crowd in the temple at any given moment were a mixture of Pharisees and Sadducees, which turned their question into a double-edged sword. If Jesus answered in such a way that denied resurrection, he would alienate the Pharisees. If he answered in a way that denied the Levirate law, he would alienate the Sadducees. And if he were to say that all the men would be her husbands, he would face an uproar from everyone in the crowd. They didn't give a second thought to a man with seven wives, but a woman with seven husbands was quite another matter. Clearly, their intention was to doubt Jesus and cast doubt on his authority. Jesus knew they were ridiculing him and baiting him with a question that was so ridiculously impossible. Instead of lowering himself to their level, he explained that since there will be no death after the resurrection, there will be no need for marriage or the propagation of the human race. Jesus saw their question was tied to earth, and he realized that they thought the Levirate law was proof that there was no resurrection. Knowing that they accepted only the Torah, Jesus quoted from it, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I am, present tense, not I was." They had died, but now they were alive with God. Fast forward to Paul some decades later. The Thessalonians were concerned that the resurrection had occurred without them. Paul reassured them that some things must occur first, including the man of sin revealed, the lawless one who declared himself and set himself up to be God. Christians today are also questioned for their faith, although our chances of encountering a Pharisee or a Sadducee are very slim, if not non-existent. Instead, we are surrounded by misinformation, false teachings, and the rantings of unbelievers who want us to cast doubt on our faith in Jesus. The man of sin Paul referred to, we call him the Antichrist, is a subject of much speculation. People have wondered if he was Hitler or Saddam Hussein or a certain current politician. We see our Christian faith being misquoted in such a way as to justify hurting or ostracize others. We see the two great commandments of Jesus being twisted around. Love your neighbor, as long as he looks like you, thinks like you, prays like you, votes like you, or loves like you. Many foolish debates we get into are very much like the question of the Sadducees, such silly arguments on hypothetical topics that only distract us from the true goal of sharing Christ's love with others. Like the Sadducees, we regularly come into contact with those who claim to know the scriptures, but do not truly understand them. They do not believe in a life after death, and if they do believe in God, they have no relationship with him. Church attendance is down. Wars and terrorism are part of our daily news. And like Jesus at the temple, we experience our faith being put to the test with trick questions by hypocrites. But when we get discouraged, all we have to do is look to the future. God's glorious promise of the resurrection is right there for us, spoken through the words of Jesus himself. God's gift to us, one that we do not deserve, is eternal life through the salvation of the blood of Jesus. Thessalonians is the only place in the New Testament where Paul uses the Greek word for chose. It means to select something that will bring you enjoyment. And God chose his people before he created the world. The Bible gives us several glimpses into the future, and our gospel reading from today from Luke is one of those. We will be equal to the angels with glorious new bodies that will never get sick, never get old, and never die. Imagine kneeling at the throne of God for all eternity. Praise God that we have that glorious promise. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the assurance of eternal life, and we pray that we may glorify you here on earth until that time comes. Amen.
In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for all those who are alone,
for this community, our country, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace,
for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in sickness, Tiffany, Bernadette, Reverend Jane, Reverend Carol and Wayne, Reverend Pat and Dave, Julie, Chris, CJ, Tricia, Reverend Charlene, Father Philip, Phyllis and Pat, Reverend Jeanette, Kywin, Laura, Nancy, Paul, and any others known unto us, especially for those who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God, especially asking for God's blessing on the Community Catholic Church of Canada and all its members.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Deborah, our bishop, for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
For our own needs and those of others. Hear us, O Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O King, our God.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ, and for those whose faith is known to you alone, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord, to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.